DW.
Here, along the railway tracks that lead to the Old Delhi Railway Station, children are collecting plastic bottles and other things that have been thrown out of train windows. Instead of going to school, these underage boys and girls have to earn money and contribute to their family's income, even if it's just a few rupees. There's a fear that the situation for children in India is going to get worse because of the coronavirus pandemic and the months-long lockdown. That's how Kailash Satyarthi sees it. Satyarthi won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2014. He's also the co-founder of the South Asian Coalition on Child Servitude. Here he is in an interview with Reuters news agency.
The biggest threat is that millions of children may fall back into slavery, trafficking, child labour, child marriages. School would be denied. So it's a big, big threat. It never happened in my life, but neither in the lives of anyone in the past decades. So it's a very serious problem, especially for children.
Even before the pandemic, child labour was widespread in India. According to UNICEF, an estimated 10 million underage children are put to work. A law was passed 4 years ago that outlaws work for children under the age of 14, but there are still exemptions for children helping out in a family business or if their parents work in construction. School-aged boys and girls can be seen at many construction sites in Delhi. They haul away stones or perform other small tasks. Social worker Sunita Bhutani heads two schools for these children and says she's worried.
These children help out at home instead of going to work. They have to look after younger siblings, sit at the counter of their parents' store, sell tea, etc. We get a lot of calls to our hotline. There are a lot of kids who beg us, saying, I want to go to school, but my parents won't let me.
There's also concern that the number of forced marriages of young girls could increase, not to mention the sexual exploitation of underage kids. Nobel Peace Prize winner Kailash Satyarthi.
The number of cases of child sexual abuse or use of child pornographic material has been doubled, almost doubled. There are other indicators in India and in the rest of the world that how the demand for girls and boys, of course, for child sexual abuse and production of pornographic material is growing during the lockdown times and the COVID-19 times. And once they fall into that trap, they could be pulled into prostitution and could be trafficked easily. So this is another danger which governments have to address now.
In India, 1.5 million girls under the age of 18 are married every year, according to estimates from UNICEF. Roughly 16% of all Indian girls between the ages of 16 and 19 are married. 15 years ago, it was nearly 49%. And the coronavirus pandemic threatens to undo the progress made when it comes to battling child marriage. DW.